This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, I want to share with you one last thought. A number of people have mentioned this to me. My friend, Harav Aryeh Schechter, sent this to me. And it's a beautiful yediya to be aware of if you are going to be watching the solar eclipse. Something that we have to ask ourselves, is this a cosmic accident? Or is there hashkacha here? Let's think for a moment. The sun is about 93 million miles away from the earth. The moon is only 239,000 miles away from the earth. So the sun is 400 times bigger than the moon. I'm sorry, the sun is 400 times further away than the moon, okay? The sun is 400 times further away than the moon. Let's talk about the diameter of the sun. The sun is pretty big. It's 864,000 miles in diameter. The moon is 2,159 miles in diameter. The sun's diameter is 400 times bigger than the moon. Now let's think of it. The sun is basically 400 times bigger than the moon. So if you would look at them in the sky, the sun should be, you know, this massive orb, and the moon should be a tiny dot. But isn't it interesting that when we see these two orbs in the sky, they're pretty close in size. Actually, you know how close they are in size? They are exactly and perfectly the exact same size to the observer. How's that possible? But the sun is actually 400 times bigger than the moon. So how could the sun and the moon look exactly the same? That's because the sun is exactly 400 times further away than the moon. Now, is it exact or it's, you know, near exact? The answer is, once in a yovel, you will see that they look exactly the same size. When are we going to see that? Well, go to Buffalo, go to Rochester, go to Cleveland, go to Mexico. Actually, don't go to Mexico. Go to maybe Canada. And you could go to Mexico. And you'll see in the path of totality, they will appear the exact same size. Hafla v'fela. Wow, what an accident. What a coincidence that an orb which is 400 times bigger than the other, to the eye of the observer on the one place in the world that there's human life, they're exactly the same size. So it's a moment to marvel at the precision of the one who set these orbs into motion, the one who created them, and who created it for you. So that you should see them precisely the same size. And if you need any evidence that they're exactly the same size, you will see that when the moon blocks the rays of the sun, it will blot out the sun perfectly, even though it's 1/400th its size. And that's really an astounding wonder that we can't overlook. Rabbeisai, Hashem should be mevarich all of us. As the Chassam Sofer says, Hashkifa, Hasak Yafeh. When we see the eclipse, Mima'in kachcha min hashamayim, it's a time that if we humble ourselves, uvarech es amcha Yisrael Rivan Sham should be mevarech all of us. Have a good day, everyone.
Yeah,
Kol tov.
There is a video. The video that came today from Rabbi Sinclair.
Yeah? What does he say?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.